The effort was undertaken not because there was a perceived significant problem or issue with the rules. All agencies are required to periodically review their rules, I think every 4 years. So this was that effort at SOA. And so I would characterize the rule amendments as not terribly substantive. They are more organizational changes, efforts to try to make them more readable, improve the grammar. There are a number of instances where a discrete topic may be discussed in multiple places in the rules. So, for example, that might have it. There was effort to consolidate those kind of instances into a single rule. And where appropriate, try to track and harmonize our rules with analogous provisions in the rules of civil procedure. We proposed amendments to two chapters of our rules. All of our rules are found in Title I of the Texas Administrative Code. The first chapter we're amending is Chapter 155, which is our general procedural rules. Those rules apply to the widest variety. Most of the types of hearings we hold are held pursuant to the Chapter 155 rules. The other chapter we're amending is the Chapter 159 rules, and that is the administrative license revocation cases that you heard about a minute ago, the drunk driver cases. The text for the Chapter 155 amendments, if you're interested, can be found in the May 13, 2016 issue of the Texas Register. And the text for the Chapter 159 amendments is in the June 17, 2016 issue of the Texas Register.